The man who first introduced really scientific study of mathematics into Sweden was Professor Mittag-Leff, who was active in the 1880s and 1890s. He had a great capacity for gathering young, talented people around himself, and to stimulate them to independent research in mathematics. Without being perhaps a very great mathematician himself, he had in this way quite a remarkable group of students, among them many of internationally known names, such as Ivar Bendixson, Edvard Fragmén, Ivar Fredholm of the integral equations, and Helge von Koch. All these people formed a mathematical school of the young University of Stockholm. Among the teachers who were active in this university when it was very young, and who collaborated with Mittag-Leffler, was the Russian professor Sonia Kovalevsky, who was called to Sweden by Mittag-Leffler. She had been a pupil of Weierstrass in Germany, but she couldn't get any academic employment in Russia or Germany at that time, so she was called to Sweden, and she worked for something like 8 years as a professor of this young University of Stockholm. She was interested not only in mathematics, but also in literature, and wrote novels herself. She had a very romantic life, and it was tragic that she suddenly died of pneumonia at an age long before she had been able to do what she could have done if she had been allowed to live a little longer. Anyhow, this mathematical school of the University of Stockholm has continued to grow and develop, and I am happy to have been a member of this university and to have had some of the people I have mentioned before as my teachers in mathematics.
More.
Yes. Among the great mathematicians with whom I had the great fortune to become acquainted at an early age, I should like to mention in the first line the English mathematician G.H. Hardy. I met Hardy when I was a very young mathematician taking up some research work in the analytic theory of numbers, things like the Riemann zeta function and prime numbers, in which Hardy was the great internationally known expert of the time. He was a charming personality, always full of pleasant jokes, and it was very nice to be in his company. He was, of course, a great mathematician, and I learned lots of things from him. I am always very happy when I think of these times and how I had the fortune of becoming a friend of this great mathematician. Among the Scandinavian mathematicians at that time, there were some who were closely allied with Hardy, and among them I should particularly like to mention my very intimate friend Harald Bohr, who was also a charming personality, and also a great expert in fields like the theory of the Riemann-Zeta function. Harald Bohr and I wrote together an article on the analytic theory of numbers for the German Encyclopädie der Mathematischen Wissenschaft. As a young man, Harald Bohr had been a very prominent football player. He had even played in the Danish team against Sweden in international competitions and was always fond of watching football games, just as hard he was in the case of the typically English game cricket. Harald Bohr and Hardy were great friends, and the brother of Harald Bohr was the internationally known physicist Niels Bohr. He was slightly older than his brother Harald, but unfortunately Harald died before him. He died now about 12 years ago, while Niels Bohr lived until quite recently. These two brothers were among the great scientists of Scandinavia, and I've always been very happy to have been the friend of them both. It was through the intermediary of Harald Bohr that Will Feller came to Sweden in the beginning in 1934, under the Nazi era. He was expelled from Germany. He worked in Stockholm in my department for about 5 years, and we became close friends during this time. I am very happy to have been able in this way to make things a little easier for one of the great German mathematicians. We only regretted that at that time we were not able to give Feller a position of the kind that we should have liked to do in Sweden, so we had to allow him to leave us and go to the United States, where he arrived just before the war started. During the war, when the Germans took up prosecutions in Denmark, both the brothers, Niels and Harald Bohr, had to go away from Denmark and escape to Sweden. Niels Bohr went immediately further on to the United States. The German spies were trying to kidnap him while he was in Sweden, so he had to escape as soon as possible. Harald Bohr, on the other hand, stayed on in Sweden until the end of the war. It was a time when in Sweden we were happy to be able to do something for those of our friends who had it difficult in all the neighboring countries which were then dominated by the Nazis. There is a little story about the two brothers, Niels and Harald Bohr, when they were quite young. I don't guarantee that it is true, but the story is nevertheless amusing. It tells that the two brothers were sitting in a streetcar, deep in their thoughts. I suppose Niels was thinking of atomic models, and Harald perhaps about the Riemann-Zeta function or Dirichlet series. Then the two brothers left the streetcar where two old ladies had been observing them, and one lady said to the other, It is terrible how stupid these young people look. I am so sorry for their parents. In the First World War, I think it was, that the famous Indian mathematician Ramanujan came to England, where he was working together with Hardy. He was a remarkable genius in the theory of numbers and had a wonderful sense of the arithmetical properties of the ordinary integers. There is a little story told by Hardy which shows the sense of individuality with which Ramanujan approached the positive integers. The story is that Ramanujan was lying ill in a hospital when Hardy came to see him. In order to cheer him up a little, Hardy said that he had been riding in a taxi cab with the number 1729, and he resolved this number into prime factors. And then it seemed to him that it was rather a dull number. But Ramanujan at once replied, "No, on the contrary, it is a very interesting number. It is the smallest positive integer that can be represented as a sum of two cubes in two different ways." It was said about Ramanujan that every positive integer was one of his personal friends, and I think this little story illustrates that fact. En av den svenska nationalsången låter så här: "Du gamla, du fria, du fjällhöga nord, du tysta, du glädjerika sköna. Jag hälsar dig, skönaste land på vår jord, din sol, din himmel, dina änder gröna." Sedan finns det också en annan, lite mindre högstämd nationalsång som nog är känd över en stor del av världen. Det är den sång som vi sjunger till en av de svenska nationaldryckerna och som låter så här: "Helan går, och den som inte helan tar, han inte heller halvan får. Helan går, sjung hopp faller alla lat."